one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight as we're broadcasting live. It's been a long time. A remote broadcast from the Beer Market here at 1401 Mount Hope Avenue in the brand new college town right near the University of Rochester. It is the latest stop on the Rochester Rhinos playoff pub tour that will continue throughout the week leading up to the USL Eastern Conference semifinal between the Rhinos and New York Red Bulls 2. This Saturday at Salem Stadium, kicking off at 7:05. We'll be joined live here at the Beer Market with two of the veteran Rhino players, Johnny Mendoza and Alex Dixon, plus Vice President Dave Solinsky will join us to talk about what's going on with the Rhinos around the city of Rochester this week. Michael Lewis and Dick Howard are both off tonight, and they'll both be back for next week's show. Let's go now live to the birthplace of professional soccer in Rochester, the Italian American Sport Club, and our host, Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good, Andrew, and welcome and, to Soccer Kick in the Grass for all the people that are listening to us. And what do you know, the technology that exists today, here you're in a remote, I'm in a remote, so what a wonderful day this is for Soccer Kick in the Grass. And certainly, and most importantly, thank you very much for doing the job that you're doing. And thank you so much for all the people that listen to us and that respond to the support of our show. Without them, we won't be able to do the show the way we do it for so long and so fervently. Soccer is what's in the passion for us. And I can tell you, Andrew, that, the weather is gloomy today, and my heart is gloomy, too, because my favorite team in Italy is not doing so well. But I'm so happy about the Rhinos' success. And I please convey to the organization over there today my compliments for their achievement.
Well, Joe, it certainly has been a great year so far. 17-1-10 are the Rhinos, only one loss, a new record for the team this year. We'll talk a lot about the Rhinos tonight, but we do want to do an international report because we do that every week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And our international report tonight brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Local agent Edso Scolo, a big supporter of the Rhinos and soccer and our show. He's located at 919 South Winton Road, Suite 204, and you can call Edso Scolo and his great staff at 244-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com, and Scolo is spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. And Joe, I want to start talking about Italy because there's some unbelievable things happening in Italy. The top of the table, it's Fiorentina for the first time in 16 years. The Viola lead Serie A, and I know there's a lot of Firenze people in Rochester have to be very happy about that.
Well, certainly, a lot of kudos to the teams, to Fiorentina, to Inter, and to Milan, and to all the teams that are occupying at the moment the top spots in Italian soccer. It is said to see that the minnows, that's the way they call it, are all of a sudden make a big factor on the league right now. But it's only five weeks and that's a long season, and we've got to see what happened at the end. So as though I'm discouraged, I'm happy for the team that are doing well. I'm headed for Napoli, even though they beat Juventus, and it was a classical. Juventus certainly didn't look the team that they're supposed to be, and that's the way it goes. So, you know, sometimes changes brings a lot of disappointment, but, it takes a while to reorganize the team.
I'll tell you what, it's amazing that if anybody would have said that 6 weeks into the season, after six matches, the only undefeated team in Serie A would be tiny Sassuolo, I don't think anybody would have thought that, but they are sitting in fourth place in Serie A with three wins and three draws. It's an incredible story, but on the other end, the other minnows, Tarpi today fired their coach after just six matches. Fabrizio Castori is looking for a job. So the Serie B champions certainly struggling. But the other team from Serie B, Frosinone, they won their first ever match today in Serie A, 2-0 over Empoli. So I guess some teams are doing well and some aren't.
Right. It's amazing. I mean, the good thing about soccer is that, there is 22 men on the field. And, the unpredictable sometimes happen. You know, just that the people in the lower division, when they play the team in the top spots they do their best. So they get the adrenaline flowing, and they play well. They give 120% in order to achieve their goal.
Absolutely, and it's certainly going to be a great Serie A season. I want to mention also today another match that took place, and our good friend Dick Howard, I'm sure, is very happy as Everton won today 3-2 away at West Brom. So the Toffees are up into fifth place in the EPL. And top of the table is Manchester United after Man City lost again, getting blown out 4-1 at Spurs. And Chelsea tied 2-2. I'm not real happy about it, and neither are the fans, but at least they didn't lose to Newcastle, which would have been a disaster.
We're having our problem this year with the teams that we like.
Yes, but we certainly are, Joe. And other news going on, of course, we want to mention in Spain, big news this week was Lionel Messi was injured in Barcelona's match. Barcelona says he's going to be out 2 months, but the Argentinian doctors say it's much less serious. We'll have to see what happens there. But certainly, Barcelona's going to have a tough time of it without Messi.
I agree. He's the engine that makes the car run.
He is, and Barcelona will be playing in the Champions League. There are a lot of great matches happening this week. Juventus has Sevilla at home, and Chelsea has to go to Porto. It's the former club of coach Jose Mourinho that will be taking place midweek. But a lot of big matches coming up on Sunday, Joe. We got Everton and Liverpool, the Merseyside derby. I'm sure Dick's going to be probably in attendance watching that one. It's going to be at Everton. Arsenal plays Manchester United on Sunday. Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund's on Sunday, and Atletico Madrid against Real Madrid on Sunday. Some great, great matchups for all the fans to watch on Sunday after the Rhinos match on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's great. And there's a lot of great games that are happening in MLS as well. So I've just been watching the MLS, and I can tell you that the caliber of play is pretty good, for right. MLS, and I think that the MLS league is going to be a league to really be proud of it, because they're going to be a league to be reckoned with, especially with all the acquisition, all the European flavor that they're doing right now.
Well, what a great match. We've got to congratulate our good friend Dave Sarakin. The LA Galaxy are now top of MLS after defeating FC Dallas 3-2. It was the designated players scored. Steven Gerrard, Robbie Keane, and Gio Dos Santos had the goals. A great goal by Dos Santos with a back heel, much like a goal that his namesake, Steven Dos Santos, scored a similar goal for the Rhinos earlier this year. Red Bulls lost 5-2 to Orlando at home. Just an unbelievable result there. And a lot of controversy with Vancouver and New York City FC. The late penalty called against Vancouver gave New York City FC the victory. So certainly, Joe, the referees are under scrutiny as always, and I know you're no friends of the refs.
Yeah, and it's really funny that you should say that, because at every game there is, an incident that, due to the referee's call that affected the games, either in the positive for the team or in the negative for the team. So it just they're human beings, they make mistakes, and who am I to really pass bad judgment on them? They just got, they call it the way they see it, I believe it, and I can't think otherwise.
Well, Joe, you must be mellowing in your senior years after what you did in the North American Soccer League. You know, for those of you who don't know, Joe's nickname is Red Card, and for a reason. He was the only trainer ever to be red carded in a North American Soccer League match. It was against the Chicago Sting when the Lancers got a bogus late penalty called against them in Chicago, and Joe gave the referee a nice little boot right in his, where. The
I was young then, and really into the games.
That was
got the best of me.
That was almost 40 years ago. Do you believe time flies when you're having fun?
Let's see, 40 years ago, I was 30 years old.
But we should mention, Joe, something I saw today, I just mentioned to you, but I'm sure you're interested. Today is the anniversary of the first ever North American Soccer League Championship match series, the Atlanta Chiefs beating the San Diego Toros, and on that Toros team were two former Lancer players. Jordan Williams and Ellie Durante played for San Diego back then. So some history there today in anniversary of the North American Soccer League, which without that league, Joe, as you know, we wouldn't be on the air right now.
Exactly.
Before we let you go, Joe, we got to make one comment. Other big news this week, of course, was Sepp Blatter in a lot of trouble with the Swiss authorities. He was basically taken into for questioning. I don't know if he was under arrest or not, but things are just getting crazy with FIFA, and I don't know how it's going to turn out, Joe. What do you think?
It's certainly something that it's disappointing, only because it puts a black mark on the game that we love. But the only thing that I can say is that sometimes, the people who are in charge, they make bad mistakes and they make bad calls. And they don't do it intentionally, maybe, but at the end of the day, it turned out to be not the good things to do. And, I feel bad. I feel bad for the game, mostly.
I do, too. And I'm still hoping, without hope, that the United States will get to host the 2022 World Cup, that they'll take it away from Qatar, because it looks like all the evidence was pointing that there was some bribery and collusion going on. And I just can't see, Joe, them playing the World Cup in the winter. It just is, it's not right. They're going to have to shorten the World Cup to accommodate it so it doesn't run into Christmas. They should just do the right thing. Hopefully somebody will get smart and get it out of there and put it where in the United States where it should be, where they can hold it in the summer. And the teams can play in the big stadiums, in the best facilities in the world, and have the best audience and the most attended matches.
And I agree with you. And I think that a cool head will prevail. And once all this gets resolved, they're going to have to do something that is different than what they've been doing right now. And surely they're going to have to repair all the damage and all the things that maybe they're still to be known. So who knows? We're going to have to wait and see.
Yes, we will. And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of news coming around with this story as the weeks, months, and maybe even years go on. We don't know how deep this goes, but we may never know. But we'll certainly have all the reporting here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass with our commentary as well. So, Joe, I know you have to go to your Italian-American Sport Club meeting, and we'll be back here with us next Monday night.
Very good. Thank you very much, Andrew, and thank you for being the captain of the team at the moment.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
It's Joe Sirianni, the host of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, live from the Italian-American Sport Club, where professional soccer was born in the city of Rochester in the mid-60s, thanks to Charlie Sciano, Pat D'Analfo, Tony Polano, Ed Morante, and all the great former Lancer owners. We're here live tonight at the Beer Market at 1401 Mount Hope Avenue for the Rhinos Playoff Pub Tour. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with members of the Rhinos here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYS. WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener, always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2015 USL playoffs this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. facing New York Red Bulls 2 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Purchase your tickets for the playoffs by visiting the MVP box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Companies have all kinds of ways to reward their customers. Points, card punches, free hotel nights. But isn't the best reward saving money from the start? Good thing Allstate makes it so easy. Just bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, or more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. So get the protection you need and the reward of savings you deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hey, Jenny! The best things in nature make Genesee beer. Nature light, nature bright, naturally clear. The best things in nature make Genesee beer. Naturally more refreshing. Nature brewed flavor makes Jenny the one. That's nature pure, nature good, naturally fun.
The best things in nature make Genesee beer.
Naturally more refreshing.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. No, Jenny Beer's not a sponsor yet, but maybe someday. This is Andrew Battisti live tonight from the Beer Market at 1401 Mount Hope Avenue in College Town. Certainly one of the beers they have here is Jenny, plus many, many different other beers on tap here at the Beer Market, one of the new locations in Rochester to come out to in the middle of College Town, right near the University of Rochester. There's so many great stores and great shopping and great places to be here in the city of Rochester, and the Rhinos and the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We love to promote the city of Rochester because it is our city, it's our town, and the Rhinos are our team as they go in trying to win their first championship in the playoffs since 2001. This segment of our show is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Salvatore's is a sponsor of the Rhinos playoff matches in 2015. And in honor of the Rhinos' 20th year, if you spend $20 or more this week at any Salvatore's, you will receive two free tickets to the playoff match coming up this Saturday on the 3rd of October, 7:05 p.m. against New York Red Bulls 2. So go to salvatores.com for all locations, over 30 of them in Rochester. If you want to call your order in advance, all you need to remember is one number, 234-5555. And as I mentioned earlier, this is the Rhinos Playoff Pub Tour. The Rhino players, Johnny Mendoza and Alex Dixon, will be here shortly. We'll have them live on our show tonight. And plus, they're also bringing in the Rhinos USL Championship Trophy for the regular season. It's a beautiful round trophy, much like the Wimbledon's Women's Singles Championship. You ever seen Serena Williams or any of the great women's tennis players raise that up? It's very similar to that. And the Rhinos are bringing that around to many different locations in Rochester and Monroe County, including tonight at the Beer Market. Tomorrow night, the Rhinos will be at Rock Brewing and South Union Street in Rochester. It'll be Pat McMahon and Coach Gavin McInerney. On Wednesday, it'll be Jeremiah's Tavern, not the one in the city on Monroe Avenue, but the one out in Fairport on 9 Mile Point Road, 2164 9 Mile Point Road, from 7 to 9 p.m. And appearing at Wednesday at the Jeremiah's Tavern will be Captain Tony Walls and rookie goalkeeper Adam Grinwis. And on Thursday, the Brickwood Grill on Monroe Avenue in downtown Rochester, Sean Tosh and Anoa Obasi will be there from 7 to 9. So come on out, meet the Rhino players, have something to eat and drink at these fine establishments, support them as they support Rochester and the Rochester Rhinos. Another big event happening tomorrow, if you haven't heard, it's National Coffee Day, and I'm sure all the coffee drinkers out there are very aware of National Coffee Day. In honor of that, every Dunkin' Donuts location in Monroe County, if you buy a large coffee, you will get a free ticket to Wednesday, Saturday's playoff match at Salem Stadium between the Rhinos and the Red Bulls. There are up to 100 tickets are available at each Dunkin' Donuts location. So if anywhere you're in Monroe County, if you're near Dunkin' Donuts, stop in, buy a large coffee, and you can see the Rhinos and Red Bulls this Saturday at Salem Stadium. If they do run out, you can still get buy one, get one free vouchers at Dunkin' Donuts. Again, that's National Coffee Day. And if you're at the Dunkin' Donuts or near the Dunkin' Donuts at 4178 West Henrietta Road from 12 to 1, you can meet Rhino players Christian Silva, who you probably heard on the Rhino broadcast this year. He's been hurt most of the year. He's done the color with Joe Giuliano. Timmy Mulgrew was on loan from the New England Revolution. And the defensive player of the year for the Rhinos, Grant Vandy Castile. That's 12 to 1 tomorrow at Dunkin' Donuts, 4178 West Henrietta Road. Another event going on with the Rhinos right now for a special cause, the Hillside Family of Agencies. You can go to eBay, and the Rhinos are donating. I'm saying we because I am the director of social media for the Rhinos. The Rhinos are having an auction of all the match-worn jerseys, the 20th anniversary white jerseys with the Rhino on the front. It's a special jersey. It's only going to be worn to the end of this year. You can bid on 23 different jerseys, one each for each of the Rhinos players. and the part of the proceeds will go toward the Hillside Family of Agencies. This auction will go on until Thursday at 12 noon. If you go to the Rhino's Facebook or Twitter page, it's Rhino Soccer, facebook.com/rhinosoccer or twitter.com/rhinosoccer, you can see the link to the eBay that will take you right to the page that shows all 23 jerseys. There's already been some bids on some of the more popular jerseys, so if you want to get a match-worn 20th anniversary Rhinos home jersey autographed by each of the players, their own jersey, the autograph, obviously, you can get them. The minimum bid is $75. You can buy the jersey outright for $500, and it does go to a great cause, the Hillside Family of Agencies. Another event going on with the Rhinos and the USL is the Fan Awards. Every year, the USL has a number of different awards that they hand out for different categories, and the fans vote for them at uslsoccer.com. Currently, the big award is the fan favorite competition, and the Rhinos' Christian Valesky has made it to the Elite Eight of that competition. He defeated Sam Fink of St. Louis FC on the second round. He now is now going up against Paul Nicholson of the Wilmington Hammerheads in the Elite Eight. You can vote up until midweek on the third round of the USL Fan Favorite Awards. Vote for Christian Valesky. Help him to take home that special award that's given to the player across the entire league that is voted the fan favorite of all the different teams in the USL. All 24 teams were involved. So again, that's uslsoccer.com to vote for Christian Valesky. Also want to thank everyone who voted for Rex the Rhino in the Mascot of the Year competition. We'll find out the winner of that award and all the other ones in a couple of weeks. I'll announce it at uslsoccer.com. There's other awards happening going on for the next couple of weeks. Currently, they're voting on the favorite uniform. Unfortunately, the Rhino's 20th anniversary jersey is not in that competition. Not sure why, but we'll leave that up to the USL. There's going to be other awards happening. Go to uslsoccer.com. Follow them. Keep track of what's going on in the USL playoffs. There's a lot of things happening. Of course, if you have not heard, we're going to have a new USL champion this year. Sacramento Republic was knocked out over the weekend by the LA Galaxy 2 by a 1-0 scoreline. That was the only upset. The other teams that played all won at home. Red Bulls 2-1 in extra time, 4-2 over the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Again, they'll play the Rhinos on Saturday. The other Eastern Conference quarterfinal was the match between two of the longest-running teams in professional soccer in the United States, the Richmond Kickers and the Charleston Battery, and that went to extra time. Richmond went ahead in extra time. Charleston came back with two goals and won the match 2-1. They will face Louisville City in Louisville in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Out west, it was the Colorado Springs Switchbacks defeating the Seattle Sounders 2 by a 2-0 scoreline, and they will face off against Oklahoma City coming up on the weekend. And also coming up on the weekend, the team that won the Western Conference, the Orange County Blues, a big surprise there as the Blues beat out a number of different teams in the very tight Western Conference. They will host LA Galaxy 2. It's a local derby between those two teams. The Orange County Blues used to be the Los Angeles Blues back in the day. So that will be the other Western Conference semifinal. The finals for each conference will be the next weekend, and then the final will be the following weekend. And if the Rhinos host, or if the Rhinos win, they will host the final because they did win the regular season championship. And before we go to break, I just want to send out a special shout-out to all the members of the Rochester Rhinos staff. For those of you who don't know, the Rhinos are not a largely staffed organization. It is a small group of people, about 10 to 12 people, counting interns that we've had during the year. And they do all of the work that helped to set up, prepare all the matches, all the game day information, all of the events that happen, these events that are happening this week here with the pub tour and the events at Dunkin' Donuts going on tomorrow for National Coffee Day, all the Rhinos appearances, all the game day events that happen at halftime. All the events and all the promotions that go on all throughout the year are done by the Rhino staff. And I want to thank all of them with all the hard work they do, because without them, there wouldn't be Rochester Rhinos franchise, and we wouldn't have professional soccer in Rochester. And not only do they help with the Rhinos, they also help with all the events at Salem Stadium, including the Section 5 football, Section 5 soccer, which is going on currently, the concerts that took place over the summer at Salem Stadium, and, of course, the Western New York Flash as well. So we're going to take a break here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We're going to be joined by Rhino players, and also Dave Selinsky, the vice president of the Rhinos, will join us as well here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. When you're down feeling more to lose, know some people get found every day.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price. Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2015 USL Playoffs this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. facing New York Red Bulls 2 in the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Purchase your tickets for the playoffs by visiting the MVP box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here, Joe Sirianni. We'll be back next week as well. Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. We're broadcasting live from the Beer Market, 1401 Mount Hope Avenue, as the Rhinos playoff pub tour comes to the Beer Market tonight. And we'll have Alex Dixon and Johnny Mendoza on in just a couple moments and just a second. As soon as he's done talking to the manager, we're going to be joined by the vice president of the Rochester Rhinos, Dave Selinsky. May even have a very special guest on later in the show. We'll see what happens with that. Again, the Rhinos in action this Saturday in the first playoff match, Eastern Conference semifinal. The Rhinos will host New York Red Bulls 2 coming up on Saturday at 7:05 p.m. at Salem Stadium. And if you were there a couple weeks ago when the Rhinos took on Red Bulls 2, it was one of the most exciting finishes in Rhinos history, as there were two goals scored in stoppage time, one by the Rhinos and one run by the Red Bulls to tie the match 2-2, and another one by the Rhinos by Sean Tosh in the 96th minute to win it 3-2. So let's see if we can get Dave Selinsky over here to get on the air with us, and he's going to snap on the headset. And Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How about that? Hey, technology works. So we're going to be joined by Dave Swinski. Dave's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, get your tickets for the playoffs October 3rd, 7:05 at Salem Stadium, 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. And, Dave, you bought the prized possession, the USL regular season championship, in the beautiful box that the USL provided as well. And, boy, that thing is shiny. Did you shine that up real well?
I'm pretty sure somebody did. I did not, but it's getting a lot of use, I'll tell you that. It's we got it Thursday night, and I don't think it's been in the office more than a few minutes since then. So
it's been a great few days of the pub tour, and certainly a great season for the Rhinos. You've been with this team on and off for about, 20 years practically.
That is true. I was part of the first season when we started at Favre, and then we moved over to Frontier, but I was part of the whole Rochester sports group, so I would bounce back and forth between the Blue Cross Arena and Frontier Field. But I had the opportunity to work outside of a couple years outside of the Rochester area for almost all 20.
Is this one of the highlights for you this season? I mean, obviously there's some great years in the very beginning with the Doug Millers and the Lennon Steenkamps and Darren Tillies, Pat Onstatz, and all those championships, but this year just seems to have, there's something special about this year because the team's hasn't been to this point, I think, in a long, long time. And now one loss in a total of 31 matches is just incredible.
I think you've said it exactly right, Andrew. The first 5-6 years, we had so much success right off the bat. The first championship, the Open Cup, then the next two after that, it became something that everyone expected, from the fans to the organization, the community. Now to have a stretch of time where it's not that easy to do something like this. So this is great. It's been an unbelievable season, especially the fact that we're celebrating the 20th season. But I think this is, for at least for myself and probably a lot of other people, this is the first of a couple trophies we win this year. I mean, this is a nice one. It was important. I know the team took it very seriously. I know Bob took it very seriously. But there's still, I think, inside that locker room, unfinished business. We need a 3-game winning streak, and I think then we'll really enjoy what this season was. But to date, it's been awesome.
Certainly has, and the biggest advantage of winning that beautiful trophy behind you is the Rhinos have the opportunity to host throughout the playoffs as long as they keep winning. And the Rhinos have not lost at home this season, the first time that's happened since 2001. Dave's knocking on wood here. Had a couple of close calls, a couple of ties, but that Red Bulls match was probably the closest call. Even though it would have been a tie, we still would have been undefeated. But still, it was a tough match, and the Rhinos showed some incredible resiliency in scoring that goal so late in the match to win that 3-2.
There was such magic in the air on that play, everything that led to it. I mean, if you were there, if you saw the highlight, yes, the Red Bull tied it. We brought the ball right back, got the kickoff, pushed down the field right away, got a corner kick probably 30 seconds after that goal was scored. Ball got placed down. Johnny Mendoza whipped it in, and Sean Tosh put it in. It seemed like the team was upset. The team was disappointed. It allowed that tie, but we have work to do. Let's go down there and get one. They got themselves in the position to get it, and they went and got it.
And the Rhinos are in the playoffs, and that victory, of course, the last victory against Toronto, finishing off an undefeated season at home, 2-0 on Thursday night in the rescheduled game. And we're all hoping for good weather, obviously, Saturday. But no matter what it is, we're looking to pack Salem Stadium because it really is, it's the playoffs. It's one and you're done. It's not home and home that was a few years ago, David, as you know. Anything can happen in a one-game match, so it's very important that the Rhinos, having that home field advantage, pack the place as our good friends Johnny Mendoza and Alex Dixon come in the house here at the Beer Market.
But I agree. The weather is going to be secondary to the importance of the match at hand. So hopefully we get a great crowd. I know we're doing everything we can to promote it, to get people there, to get people excited about the prospect of a 3-game winning streak and playing all three of these games at home and bringing our fifth championship. That's what we're calling it, Drive for Five. This would be our fifth.
And then if you look at the, that's something that we came up with, Pat and Dave and I. You look for the hashtag drive four, the number four, and then the word five. That is what we, the Rhinos and myself, as the director of social media, are using as our Twitter handle for the USL playoffs. The drive for the fifth championship, three league titles, and of course the 1999 U.S. Open Cup title. We're counting that as one of the five, or one of the four, because it is
a
major championship, championship of the United States Soccer Federation. So, Dave, it's been a great year, and I want to get our players on. So, Dave, actually, we're going to, Bob, at our studio, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to bring in Johnny Mendoza and Alex Dixon to talk about the season and some events that are going on this week. And, Dave, thanks so much, and we'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure.
You got it, and hope to see everybody out at one of the legs of the pub tour.
Absolutely. Dave Selinsky here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Alex Dixon and Johnny Mendoza of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here at the Beer Market on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The West New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season ticket packages for the 2016 Flash are now on sale. Be one of the first 30 to purchase 2016 club-level season tickets and receive free parking for the entire season. Season tickets are available in every price level starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, call 454 for Kick, the Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The West New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season ticket packages for the 2016 Flash are now on sale. Be one of the first 30 to purchase 2016 club-level season tickets and receive free parking for the entire season. Season tickets are available in every price level starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, call 454 for Kick, the Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2015 USL playoffs this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. facing New York Red Bulls 2 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Purchase your tickets for the playoffs by visiting the MVP box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com.
Come support your Rhinos as they look to bring home the USL title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here at the Beer Market at 1401 Mount Hope Avenue in College Town. And through the miracle of technology, we are joined by not one, but two veterans of the Rochester Rhinos at the same time. Number three, Alex Dixon, and number 11, Johnny Mendoza, are both with us right now. And their appearances tonight are brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. And the shirt I'm wearing right now, my Rochester Rhino shirt, I had made by Tony at Top Notch Monogramming. He's got a spot there for star number five for the championship that we're all hoping the Rhinos are going to win in a couple weeks at Salem Stadium. And again, Top Notch Monogramming, they treat you well, they're top notch in all their dealings with their customers. Tell Tony and Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And welcome Johnny and Alex to the show. And guys, we had you on the phone before, but this is the first time live remote, and we're very happy that you're with us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, Johnny, I'm going to start with you because you have been certainly one of the heart and soul members of this team. And one of the things I wanted to mention to the fans, this guy here loves kids. I mean, when he's out after the games, he's always out there playing with the kids, talking to them, giving them pointers. I got a video up on Instagram, Rhino's Instagram, of playing small ball with a tiny child, maybe 5-6 years old, just kicking the ball around and giving a big hug afterwards. And Johnny, it just says a lot for you, and I know that you love the kids and they're the future of soccer in this country.
Yeah, well, it's not only that, but when I was little and I used to watch soccer games, I always want to go say hi to the soccer players, people that I was admiring, try to follow in the steps. So it's just nice to give this to the kids back and just see them enjoying, be there for us and always supporting us.
Alex, the trophy behind you, I know that Dave was talking earlier, this trophy meant a lot to the team, winning the regular season. Tell us in your own words what it felt to hold that trophy on Thursday night.
It was exhilarating, you know. We put in the work from day one when we started preseason, and we knew when we came together we had a collective goal to win the regular season and then go from there and win the championship. So we got the first step out of the way, and now we need to keep working so we can complete our second goal.
We're here with Alex Dixon and Johnny Mendoza of the Rochester Rhinos. Yes, there's a big crowd here at the Beer Market. If you want to come down and meet Alex and Johnny, we'll be here till 9 o'clock. You can meet Dave Selinsky. You can meet me and my lovely and gracious wife, Cindy, who is helping out with the broadcast and setting up all the equipment and taking pictures tonight here at the Beer Market. And you have a chance to meet the players, get autographs, talk to them, and part of this tour. I mean, Johnny, it's great to see the Rochester Rhino players going out in the community, meeting the fans. I'm sure they're all excited about the chance for the Rhinos to win another championship.
Yeah, I bet they are. And we're just going to need a big support on this coming game on Saturday. So we're expecting a big crowd for Saturday night.
We want to pack Salem Stadium, get as many people as possible. We have a lot of chances to get free tickets. If you want to come for nothing, you have a chance to do that, or you can buy your tickets as well. But if you go to Salvatore's, actually it's not for nothing, if you go to Salvatore's and spend $20 this week, you get two tickets to Saturday's match. Tomorrow for National Coffee Day, if you go to Dunkin' Donuts locations in Monroe County, if you're one of the first 100 people to buy a large coffee, you get a free ticket to the match. So Alex, I know you want to pack Salem Stadium on Saturday, and you played in front of big crowds when you played for the Houston Dynamo. I mean, what is it like playing in front of a packed house? What is it like as a player to have the crowd behind you like that?
It's a great feeling. You know, it gives you like an extra wave of energy when you're hearing the crowd behind you just cheering you on. So we already have good support, and we're just asking for a little bit more help on the weekend so we can bring that fifth championship to Rochester.
Alex, I got to ask you, you've been the go-to guy at every position on the field this year for the Rhinos. I mean, are you going to be going to goal potentially if something happens to Brandon and Adam, God forbid?
I mean, if Coach needs me to play there, I'll play there. I'd prefer not to be in the goal, but, you know, if it's got to be done, I'll do it to the best of my abilities.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Alex is playing the back
and right back and left back in the last couple of matches due to injuries and suspensions and players not being available. And I know Alex is a veteran. You've had to step into that role. What's it been like playing in the back? I'm thinking of DeMarcus Beasley, a guy who was a great attacker and then became a defender and made his mark there the last few years.
Yeah, it was my first couple of times playing in the back in my entire life. So it was a new feel. It was fun getting to see the field from a different perspective, and I enjoyed it, and I'm just looking to get back up top this weekend.
You got a chance to do a few overlaps there on that right.
Yeah,
left
I overlapped
side.
Johnny a couple of times. We had a good understanding, so it was fun.
Johnny, I tell you what, this team is really a unit. I mean, you've been with the Rhinos your second year. What's it been like this year as opposed to last year with the unity of this team and working together for that one goal to win the championship?
From last year to this year, it's not that much different. Just we have the core of the team from last year, and this year the people that came in, they were willing to put the 100% each day in practice, give everything in the game, and we have shown through the season, winning the regular season championship, and then now we're waiting for the big one that is coming out this Saturday, win semifinal, and go for the championship in the Eastern Conference.
Now, John, did you guys watch? Did you guys watch the match on Saturday between Pittsburgh and the Red Bulls too? It was a crazy game.
Mm-hmm. It was a good game.
Really good game.
What did you take? Did you see anything different from the Red Bulls than when we played us a couple weeks ago?
No, I mean, I think they played the exact same style they played against us. They like to press and push numbers up the field, and I mean that it's evidence when the four goals that they scored. So we know we're in for a tough test, and we just have to prepare this week for the game and get that win.
Certainly, and one of the things with the Red Bulls too, and Coach Lilly has mentioned this in our Coach's Corner podcast, you never know who they're going to bring, because it's an MLS reserve team. So, matter of fact, think about it, the match on Saturday, Carl Ouimet, who is a member of the Canadian national team, he scored two goals, he was the captain of the team, he didn't play against us on Saturday the 19th, so it's just, you never know what they're going to do. Does it make it harder to prepare for the Red Bulls?
No, I mean, we know that they can bring in a couple of guys from the first team, so we just prepare accordingly to our game plan, and whoever they throw at us, we have to just try to control the game and make our mark, and then just impose our will upon them.
Well, one good thing is the Red Bulls MLS team is playing at the same time on Saturday, so they're not going to see Bradley Wright Phillips or Sean Wright, or his brother, coming down here, that's for sure. But it's certainly been a great, Johnny, great year. The teams in this league are so evenly matched. I mean, look at the West Conference. Top five teams were separated by 2 points. Two of the matches went to extra time. The Charleston-Richmond. Richmond scores in extra time. Charleston comes back, scores twice in extra time to win. It's just been a great year, and this league is making its mark.
It's growing, as you can see. More teams, but it's getting competitive. You saw in the Western Conference and in the Eastern. So we just hope to bring the championship back to Rochester.
Now, you played for Orlando City. Now, they're in Louisville. It's the Orlando City's team. So, some of the guys on that team. They've been very tough this year. They're one of the best teams in the league, second place, second overall. And they have Charleston on Saturday in the other semifinal. What do you think about that matchup?
Like every match is playoff match. Whoever wins keeps going, and whoever loses go home. So now it doesn't matter how many points you did in regular season. It's about that game. And Charleston has a good team. Louisville is really strong at home, and they have a good team. So it's going to be a good match.
It will be a good match, and that will be going on Saturday as well. And you don't want to look ahead, Alex, to the next match. You obviously have to concentrate on the Red Bulls. But I think any of the teams that the Rhinos play at this point is going to be a tough matchup. Even though we've got them at home and they haven't lost at home this year, they're going to come out, and they know we're the top dog. We're the top seed. They're going to try to come in and knock us off.
Yeah, we know every game's going to be in a do-or-die situation. Because, like Johnny said, you lose, you're out. And so that's it. So we know everybody's going to be going 100%, giving everything they got. And we just have to match everyone's intensity and play our game. And we're confident in our abilities that we'll be able to get the wins.
Now, none of the matches, two matches went to extra time. I know you guys have been to extra time a couple times in the Open Cup. If it stays tight after 120 minutes, it's the dreaded penalty kick shootout, which I hate, by the way. I think they should get rid of it. I think it's a terrible way to end the game. Mr. Selinski over there is a big rugby guy. I love the way they do it in rugby. The team with the fewest yellow red cards would advance. Or in a case like this, you could have the team with a better record in the regular season advance. I just think it's not the best way to end it, but it's what you have to deal with. The Rhinos have played, had a shootout earlier in the Open Cup against Philadelphia Union. I'm not going to be facing John McCarthy this time. But what are you guys going to be doing to prepare for a potential penalty kick shootout? Johnny?
No, you just practice your few pickets through the week. And when it comes, if it comes, you just have to be ready. Just pick this spot and just shoot it there. Try to not miss.
You don't try to second guess yourself when you're taking your
penalty. Yeah, if you second guess, most of the times you're gonna miss. That's what happens to a lot of players. You pick one side and then you like switching 1 second, and that's when you like the ball doesn't go where you want.
That's right. You know, the goalie can be, you can never be the goat in penalties. They're always the hero. So it's just a matter of you guys, if you have to go up and take a penalty, Alex, it's just, you know, it's a mental game. You know, the goalie's going to try to psych you out, do some movement or whatever. And you've played this game a long time. What do you do when you have to take a penalty to stay focused?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just keep my head down. I already know which way I'm going to go, and I know where I want to put the ball, and I just don't make any eye contact with the keeper. Just go up as soon as they blow the whistle and try to pick my spot. And hopefully it goes in, you know, unless they make a big-time save. But I'm pretty confident in my penalties, and most of the guys on the team are. So, you know, if it goes that route, then we'll be well prepared for it.
One of the things I've always wanted to know, you know, we talk about penalties. One of the things people don't remember is you guys have played 120 minutes by the time you get to penalties. You're tired. The legs are maybe a little heavy. Mentally is drained a little bit. Does that make a difference in this case? Are you guys just so psyched up when you get to that point, all the pain or all the mental issues go to the side?
I think it plays a role because, you know, if you played 120 minutes the entire game, you're trying to pick your spot, you might not have the legs to put it exactly where you want, so that can be a disadvantage. But I think we're fit enough. I think we're strong enough so that won't be a problem if it comes to it for us.
Johnny, I'm sure Adam Grinwis and Brandon Miller, they're getting their preparation going. I'm sure they're going to watch some films of the Red Bulls two players and see what they might do when it comes to penalties.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I was talking with Adam what he does in pickets, and he told me the strategy when he stands up and just wait for the players to take it. So he told me a little bit about keeping. So it was kind of interesting, but obviously they're going to watch some video to see how they shoot.
It really depends. Different keepers will have different strategies. I remember the great keeper from England, Ray Clements. He never moved when people took penalties. He just hoped that the player would make a bad shot that he could save. And sometimes that worked. I mean, if a penalty is taken perfectly, the goalie has no chance.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. So the Rhinos, again, playing this Saturday at 7:05 against New York Red Bulls 2. You can get your tickets by calling 454-KICK. Or going to rhinosoccer.com. It's the Eastern Conference semifinal. If the Rhinos win, they will play next Saturday at 7:05 against either Louisville City or the Charleston Battery. They also play on the weekend. So Johnny and Alex, I'll let you guys take your headsets off. I want to thank you both for being on the show, and I want you to go interact with the fans. I know they all want to meet you and get your autographs and talk about Saturday. So thank you both so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Johnny Mendoza and Alex Dixon here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, we're live at the Beer Market. We'll be here till 9 o'clock tonight. So come on out and enjoy some great food, great drink. I know I'm going to have some dinner with my wife, my lovely, gracious wife, Cindy, over there, being very patient. And I want to thank Johnny Mendoza, Alex Dixon, Dave Selinski from the Rhinos, the whole Rhinos organization for putting this events together. The pub tour again tomorrow. They're going to be down on South Union Street at the... And we'll get that in just a second here. Oops, I don't have my thing. But just check rhinosoccer.com right on the front page. You'll see all the locations for the pub tour that's happening this week, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Again, tomorrow, Dunkin' Donuts on West Henrietta Road, 4187. You can meet Rhinos players Christian Silva, Grant Vandy Castile, and Adam Grinwis will be there, I believe, as well. I don't have that in front of me either, unfortunately. But again, we want to thank everybody for joining us on tonight's show. Of course, Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo doing a great job at WYSL. It's always tough with a remote, so Thank you, Bob, so much. We'll be back in next week with our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. This is Andrew Battisti. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.